The New South Wales Attorney General says the gunman would have been in custody if new bail laws were in place. Manharon Monis was on bail for accessory before and after the fact for the murder of his ex-wife and for more than 40 sexual assault charges. The Attorney General, Brad Hazzard, expressed frustration at the length of time it's taken for the charges to come into force. He's not the first to ask how Manharon Monis slipped through the cracks. Thomas Ariti reports.
As the events in Martin Place began to unfold, police were keeping their cards close to their chest. But during the marathon ordeal, they realised the gunman was no stranger to the courts. Manharon Monis was first charged in 2009 for sending letters to the families of Australian soldiers who died in Afghanistan, labelling them murderers. He was briefly represented by Sydney lawyer Chris Murphy, who distanced himself from the man on Twitter today.
In 2009, no one could have foreseen the path that Manharon Monis followed. In 2009, he was a political advocate spruiking peace. It is a tragedy beyond belief that has brought his name back into my life.
And he made his feelings clear about his former client.
I am not a religious person, but if there is such a place, may Manharon Monis rot in hell.
That brush with the law was just the beginning. Monis was charged last year for being an accessory to murder after his ex-wife was stabbed and set alight in Western Sydney. He was released on bail within months. The New South Wales Attorney General, Brad Hazzard, says if tough changes to the state's Bail Act were in force, that wouldn't have happened.
This government changed the Bail Act to ensure greater safety for our community. It was changed to ensure that offenders involved in serious crime will not get bail. That's our intent. This offender was granted bail under the previous legislation.
From the 28th of January, the accused will have to prove that they aren't a risk to the community. But the government is treading carefully after previous changes to the Act led to a series of controversial bail decisions. That hasn't convinced more than 40,000 people who have signed an online petition calling for the changes to be enforced now. It was created this morning by social justice campaigner Dr. Miriam Juni.
When we come down, you know, to the nuts and bolts, the Attorney General has said that the laws coming in may have made a difference to this scenario, and I guess I would be inclined to agree that if there wasn't a person who was dangerous to the community around, then these things couldn't happen. Them coming in next year is a flag that something's happening, but this happened yesterday and it's urgent that these things don't happen again.
Brad Hazzard says there's no way the government can bring the date forward.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating for us. It's frustrating for me as Attorney General. It's frustrating for the Premier. It's frustrating for the entire government. It's frustrating for the entire New South Wales community. But we must actually accept the advice of our professionals.
But the question remains, with such a raft of serious offences, why was Monis on bail at all? Brad Hazzard wants to know more.
We are asking state agencies and federal agencies to look very closely at how this offender slipped through the cracks. How did this offender not come to the attention of state and federal agencies for more urgent action? Now, we are very much at the start of that process.
Not everyone's convinced the new Bail Act would have changed anything. Nicholas Cowdery is a former director of public prosecutions in New South Wales.
There will always be, unfortunately, some exceptional events which laws and controls put in place before the event could not have prevented. And I think this is one of those cases, and we just need, unfortunately, to deal with it and to, of course, take all the steps that we can to prevent anything like this happening in the future by people being much more alert and by ordinary members of the community being much more alert to what is going around them and what people are doing around them.
That's the former Director of Public Prosecutions in New South Wales, Nicholas Cowdery, ending that report from Thomas Ariti.